to a large extent, we don't have a lot of models or examples to show for triple P models in Botswana, especially when it comes to provision of health to the general public. But of lately, there has been a number of initiatives, especially when it comes to ICT applications development. We see a lot of interest currently, especially from institutions that come in to do research and that come in with new initiatives in terms of how do you sort of roll out healthcare by utilizing new technologies, including e-health as well as mobile health applications.
So what are you doing? What do you think are the prospects of it getting a foothold and expanding across Botswana?
Well, to a large extent, we think that we still have a lot of way to go in terms of convincing governments to invest, especially financial resources, into uplifting or building up on the current initiatives that may be done from a private sector perspective, to ensure that government sort of embraces them and uplifts them to be nationally relevant or nationally oriented applications for the health sector.
Sometimes when you talk about the health sector in Africa, there seem not to be the priority of most governments. What do you think should be different, especially in Botswana, to encourage what you're doing?
Yes, I think currently, government has got a number of challenges, as maybe you are. So in a number of cases, you find that the best approach is to be able to address each case as it comes. But from our initiative at the Botswana Innovation Hub as a science and technology park, we believe that there's a number of initiatives that can be done that can be able to curb future issues around the health system. So that is why we are trying to leverage a lot more on our ICT development program to ensure that we can be able to implement specific initiatives that would have a long-term sustainable model for the healthcare sector in the country. Yeah.
How do you intend engaging the government to be more involved in your initiative? Because once you have the backing of the government, that enhances your work. So how do you intend to encourage them to engage positively in your directive?
Yeah, interestingly enough, the Botswana Innovation Hub is an entity that was established by a government to drive what is called the Botswana Excellence Strategy. This is a strategy that basically sort of reports directly to the president, and as such, we've been given task to give feedback to government in terms of what we think are the most innovative ways of improving governance and actually rolling out government programs across the board. So as such, we have a lot of influence, especially from a policy development perspective, in influencing different ministries in terms of how we see the best ways through which they can be able to enhance delivery of service to the general public. So from that perspective, I believe that we have got a lot of edge in terms of, ensuring that we push our agenda into different ministries, including the Minister of Health, into delivering the healthcare services, primarily from the key initiatives that are already, I said, around utilizing ICT as a driver to some of the initiatives.
How enthusiastic has government been in embracing some of your agenda and promoting some of your work?
I'll tell you that right now, government has been very enthusiastic in the sense that the project that we are currently implementing, was funded at 1 billion pula. There's very few projects that get funded to that level. And as such, government already sees the positiveness of investing such an initiative. So as such, I don't see them sort of backtracking in terms of the initiatives. And I think they already see some of the positives that are coming out of it in terms of what is trickling down in terms of, policy advice, as well as some of the key implementations in terms of programs that address the basic socio-economic needs that the local people will be requiring.
So what are your expectations? What are your goals in the nearest possible future?
Yes, as I said, we are currently driving the national vision, which is called Vision 2016. And from our perspective, we want to be able to sort of promote a lot of entrepreneurship in terms of delivering certain services and products, especially across the board, including within the health sector. To that extent, we see a lot of interest from the private sector perspective. What we are doing right now is that we are registering and approving companies, and we anticipate that by 2016, we should have at least 100 companies doing business in the Science and Technology Park, raising revenue and actually providing a lot of services both to private and public sector with a lot of impact on the economy, including job creation.